This is kind of really random, but something kind of just popped into my head, and I thought I would share it with you all. I haven't done a ramble fap in like forever, and I didn't know if I was ever gonna do one again because I enjoy writing scripts so much. And yeah, I just thought I would do that for the foreseeable future. But here we are. And okay, let me just start at the beginning. So I was scrolling through Facebook, and I know what you're thinking, like, I know, Facebook sucks. We know this. We all know this. But I'm bored. There's like nothing to do but all this time, all this extra time that I have now, and I don't know how to spend it or how to waste it. So I don't know. I was scrolling on Facebook in like the middle of the night, and I haven't been on Facebook in years and years and years and years, so I'm looking at all these names, and I'm like, God, I haven't even thought about these names since, I mean, the fucking morning announcements, you know, so, like, that's the last time I heard these names, so, alright, so I come across this girl that I used to have. I mean, I haven't thought about her in forever, you know? But I remembered, like, oh, I used to have a crush on this girl. A big crush, like, big, fat, juicy crush. I just haven't thought about her in so long that when I thought about her again, I just got so... I just got a little crazy, and I thought that, I don't know, I wanted to touch myself then when I was scrolling, but I don't know, I thought I would wait until I could record and share it with you all, which has the addition of me having been thinking about her for like 12 hours now, so that adds a little bit to the experience of the audio, does it not? Anyway, so this girl, we went to college together. We were in the same little friend group, you know. I didn't have a crush on her from afar. I had a crush on her every day, right there, inches away from me. It's always different when it's like that, right? And I'm bisexual, and she was bisexual, and I don't know, it just became kind of a running joke, you know, that we would date someday. Not really a joke between us, but a joke between, like, our friends around us. You know, she would have guy problems, and everyone would say, oh, just date honey, you know. Guy problems solved, and I don't have to deal with men, and, you know, you guys are already friends, it could work out. Ha ha ha, right? It was funny to everyone else, and she would laugh too, you know, she would laugh at the ongoing joke, but well, it always killed me that she would laugh. It seems so silly now, but yeah, I would see her laugh at that joke, and it would just completely destroy me. I would be hoping that she was fake laughing, like I was fake laughing. Does that make sense? You know, like, her laugh alone killed me. She had this giggle, you know. I think everybody knows that girl. That girl with that perfectly sweet, innocent little giggle. Oh, and she has these cute, chubby cheeks and freckles to match, you know? She's got that whole just perfectly porcelain, adorable, untouchable aesthetic, you know? Nothing's changed much over the years, by the way. She's still cute as a button. Everyone loves a sexy girl. I love a sexy girl. But there's something about a cute girl that just, well, turns me into this just useless puddle of mush laying in bed, edging. Trying not to think about her too much, but also trying to describe her to you, but if I think about her too much, I'll just lose it. I'm trying to just ride this line with you guys. So yeah, I just kind of waited to see if maybe, I mean, I know I was fake laughing at that joke, pretending to think it was funny when I just really wanted it to be true. I wanted her to just, I don't know, ask me out. Do something. But no, she just laughed at the joke and carried on. I'm not in touch with her anymore. Like I said, I haven't been on Facebook in a million years. And I mean, last I saw her, she with this guy, kind of a dirtbag, got pregnant, dropped out of college, and never really heard from her again. I know it's kind of like sad, unhappy ending or whatever, but, and then I guess I kind of moved on, you know, forgot about this crush. But now, all it took was just this one little glimpse. This one little peek at her. I won't let myself look through her pictures. I know that sounds crazy, but I did a little bit of light to medium snooping, you know. I wouldn't even call it moderate to severe snooping, just light. Light snooping, and oh, I told myself I wouldn't. I wasn't gonna be creepy and go through her pictures on Facebook and touch myself. I told myself that would be too far to go, but. But you know, I thought about it. Okay, maybe the snooping was just like a little bit deeper than I let on, but I swear it wasn't this bad. I wasn't touching myself, I swear. I just, you know, I knew I had to stop myself. And now I'm just kind of wondering what it would be like maybe to just reach out again, you know? We were close before, we could be close again, right? That wouldn't be too weird. I mean, caring about someone and establishing a friendship without there being any ulterior motive. I'm a good girl. Oh, I can be good. But even now, even not having talked to her in like, 6 years, 7 years, God. I'm already fantasizing about her on top of me. I wouldn't need much. I would just need her sitting in my lap, straddling me, looking up at that cute smile, those freckles, oh, that long dark hair and green eyes. Oh, I'm a sucker for green eyes. I don't know why. I guess it's because it's a little more rare, I guess, a little more interesting. And they tend to sort of almost change as you look at them. I remember what she was wearing the last time I saw her. Is that weird? I mean, she was, like I said, she got pregnant and dropped out, so she had a little baby belly, you know, just a little bump. And she had like these really amazing tits before, but now they just had that extra little plump that they get. Just so fucking cute. I don't even know why I remember this, but I remember her wearing shorts and, you know, just regular denim shorts, like cutoffs, and this pink tank top that was kind of low cut. And I remember thinking exactly what I just said. That she had great tits before, but now they were just that extra little plumpiness that was so sexy. And her legs had gotten a little thicker, you know. I felt so bad for loving her body. I know I shouldn't even be looking at her like that to begin with, and I definitely shouldn't love anything about the fact that she'd gotten pregnant and had to drop out of college, but oh, that kind of makes it a little more exciting, doesn't it? When you know you shouldn't like something, but you do anyways. Necessarily, that part doesn't matter to me, but I want her in those cute little cutoff shorts. Oh, and that pretty pink tank top straddling me, her hands in my hair, my hands on her waist. Oh, just looking up at her. Sexy grin. Those cute freckles, and I don't even need her to take off her clothes, you know, I'm just that attracted to her that I don't need her to do anything for me. I just need her to exist. I just need her to be near me. Oh, and that's enough. That's enough to make me just stick my hand in my jeans while she's on top of me and just do this. Just stick my fingers in my pussy and just rub all this, all my juices around, and she was such a sweet girl. I mean, I'm sure she would offer to help, offer to take off her clothes, offer to kiss me, to touch me. But I might just say no. She's so adorable, so sexy, so perfect. I don't even want to ruin her. I don't want to ruin her, and I don't want her to ruin herself for me. I just want a close look at her. That's all I need. I need to see her. Oh, God. I just need her near me. Oh, I just need that little giggle. That's it. What I want. I just want to torture myself with her. Oh, maybe that's why I didn't do too much exploring. Maybe that's why I waited to touch myself until now. I waited so long and just kept thinking about her, teasing myself by thinking about her. Oh, she's just so perfect. So fucking cute. Oh, I just wanted to hurt myself with her a little bit. And hide it under the guise of not being creepy or keeping her pure or something, but oh, it's really just about torturing myself. And teasing myself. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I want her so bad. Oh, I just want her to sit in my lap. That's all I fucking need. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, fuck. God, I can't believe I'm gonna come. I can't believe I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, I can't believe all these years later I'm gonna come for her. Oh, my God. Oh, it feels so silly. Oh, but it feels so naughty, too. It feels so good. I feel so good to give in to this old little flame, you know, this old desire. Oh my God, so cute. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. Oh my god, yes, I'm coming. Oh my god, I'm coming. Oh my god, I'm coming. Oh my god, so bad, but I feel so good. I'm glad I shared that with you, though, even though I feel a little guilty. Guilty and lightheaded. Maybe this is kind of a weird ramble fat, but I hope you enjoyed it anyways, and I hope you enjoyed listening to me torture myself. See you next time. Bye.